The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Right, easing our way through the day. Tommy Holland. I want to speak to Tommy, who knows plenty about the general community in Belfast. Tommy, good morning. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, I got you on that line. Tommy, all is good with me. We're talking about Mother Teresa, and there's a special reason for including you in this conversation, because Mother Teresa will actually be canonised a saint on Sunday. There will be prayers said at her sculpture in Spring Hill after 11:30 Mass at Corpus Christi Chapel. There'll be a lot of people who won't be able to put the two and two together and come up with the four, the link between Mother Teresa and Belfast.
Yeah, well, around 71, Mother Teresa actually came and moved into Ballymurphy in Spring Hill. She came and lived there for a couple of years with her nuns. So, you know, when Corpus Christi Chapel was demolished a few years ago, local people sort of took some materials out, you know, the stained glass and that, and they actually got an artist and put together a sculpture in memory of Mother Teresa and her nuns. And we had a special mass and brought her nuns back over for the occasion. She actually lived in number 123 Spring Hill Avenue with her nuns around 71, 72, 73.
Did you ever get a chance to speak to her?
I did. I was very young at the time, right? You know, because they used to actually run music and choir and woodwork and lettercraft. Their wee house became known as the Craft Factory, and there was always something going on in it, you know, plaster casts, ornaments and dressmaking. So it was always groups of young people in it, you know. And to us, it was like, it was a godsend, to be honest, Frank, because, you know, at that time in the 70s, it was some of the darkest days of troubles around then. And the nuns would actually take us away to Trala Beach. We'd get away to the Trala Beach and Butlins. And you would actually sing. I wasn't very good at the recorder, like, when they were teaching me, like, but you'd always sign up for something because they made great buns and cakes. And they were just fantastic with people. My mum just adored them, like, whatever, as did everybody else in Spring Hill and Ballymurphy.
Yeah, these are obviously the missionaries of charity sisterhood, because that's what, indeed, Mother Teresa did set up, or it would have been a branch linked to that particular order. She had actually more than 3,000 nuns around the world, and this is a woman who set up hospices, soup kitchens, schools. She set up leper colonies in some countries. She worked for abandoned children in a number of countries. She was described as the saint of the gutters, and she reached out to countries that were facing turmoil, including Northern Ireland at that time. Yet and all, she has her critics, and there are people, if you listen to the atheist view on Mother Teresa, they see her as an attention seeker. They see her as someone who hobnobbed with royalty and with the glitterati, and took advantage of those who were poor. It is, in the eyes of anyone who followed Mother Teresa through her life, a scandalous way to describe her.
Yeah, I mean it is to us. I mean, when she won the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, I think it was around 1979, you know, people in Ballymurphy were going, no, it's fantastic, she's won it. It's like having one of our own win the Nobel Peace Prize. And the memories we have of her, you know, in them days, it was just bleak. If you're in a wee house in Spring Hill and with Mother Teresa's nuns, I know they were called Missionaries of Charity, but we always called them the Mother Teresa's nuns, you know, where there's gun battles going on outside, but inside they're singing and, you know, people playing records and the smell of cakes and buns being made. You know, for them to be there in the heart of that there and help and comfort the people around sort of Spring Hill and Ballymurphy at that time, you know, was a miracle in itself. For the short period of time that they actually stayed, they would have stayed longer. But, you know, as you say, there was all sorts of issues with the church as well, and higher nuns. It was welcomed by the local community.
Yeah, there was even politics within the Catholic Church as to which order should be in which part of the world.
Yeah, you know, at that time as well, you know, I remember only 11 at the time painting a big banner saying nuns fired by cannon when we actually marched on Cannon Murphy's house because they were taken out of our community. So, you know, so dramatically, you know, whatever, you know, a lot of people didn't get to say goodbye to them, and they were just sort of moved out quickly by the local church.
And what was the reason for that?
You know, the way we look at it is they were, you know, hundreds to thousands of people used to come, and you see, they would hold a mass, you know, a local mass of Friday as well. They would hold it in the street, and there'd be hundreds of people there. There'd be more people congregating around the house than there was being the local chapel. you know, I don't think the hierarchy, you know, they didn't appreciate that. The nuns would be out in the streets. They went, you know, they came around people's homes. You know, even when we brought them up for the special mass to thank them, and we opened the sculpture for Mother Teresa, because Mother Teresa had always this saying. She just used to say, "Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love," and that's what's inscribed on the sculpture. Now, we brought them up in 2010. They started coming back into the district. You know, my mum passed away in 2014, but from 2010, Mother Teresa's nuns always visit her every week. You know, and that was fantastic. And I think that's what it was all about. It was the way they when they arrived in around 3rd of October, September, they arrived in 1971. They came with just wee bags. I mean, they hadn't got much with them, and that's the way they lived. You know, anything they had, they give the people that didn't have anything. You know, they went out to, you know, they weren't a big building. You know, the church is more than, and a chapel is more than a building. You know, they showed God's love by going door to door and helping people that were in need.
Yeah, and that's you know, if you trace it all through, that's part of the reason, maybe the main bulk of the reason, as to why she's been canonised this coming Sunday. The actual offshoot from the Mother Teresa nuns, are they? Did you say they're back in Belfast?
They have a place out in Armagh, you know, and when we brought them back in 2010, because of the greeting, and, you know, there was some new nuns there as well, with Mother Teresa's nuns. They couldn't believe the reception they got and how much people in the greater Ballymurphy area loved them, you know. So they kept coming back and calling the people's houses and just making themselves known, you know. And that was, and to me, you know, as I say, my mum loved to see them every week when they called up to see her, and they called to our people as well.
Yeah, and Mother Teresa did pay a few visits to Northern Ireland in more recent times.
She did indeed. I mean, one of her things, I think it was around 1981 when she actually came, she actually says that, you know, that when she returned to Belfast around June 1983, she came as well. But around June 1983, when she came, you know, the people who arranged her itinerary, she was actually a wee bit annoyed that it didn't think fit to include Ballymurphy in the itinerary, you know.
And how will you mark it on Sunday?
Well, as I say, we have a mass at 11:30 in the new Corpus Christi Chapel, and at 12:15 we're going to 41 Spring Hill Avenue. It's Mary McNeil's house. Mary's a lovely woman. She always loved more trees, love her none. But she looks after the sculpture. It's actually in her front garden. It's a lovely. It's actually a lovely piece of work. It was done by local people on that, you know.
So there'll be some sort of service there, a recognition of Mother Teresa at that time.
There will indeed. You know, everybody's invited. You know, Father Dara is going to be saying a few prayers, and the Ophelia Women's Choir may be singing a few songs as well. But it's just a gathering point. People come there anyway. You know, they do come there, and they. People always go to it anyway to say a few prayers and all, you know, and they feel a wee bit, you know, close to Mother Teresa and her nuns.
Well, they'll be feeling closer to her as and from Sunday when she's actually made a saint. Tommy, good speaking to you. You sound busy there. Thanks for speaking to us.
Okay,
thank you.
No problem. Good stuff. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, that's bye. Tommy Holland.